So we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Yud Din Zayin. That's on page Kuf Pei Hei in our edition. So Chofetz Chaim says, V'yata nevo er haprat ha-shlishi shechazan li'el b'siv beis. He says, now we'll explain the third condition that was necessary, that if somebody does something wrong to somebody else, that one has a right to tell other people about what he did. So he says, V'huma shechazan li'sham d'tzarech lo'chiyach ho'yse mitchila. That before you go tell anybody else about what a bad guy it is, you have to tell the person himself. You have to be mochiach that person himself. Hayne davka bistama. He says that when is this the obligation of techacha? That's only minastam in a regular case. But if he knows that this guy, there's no way he's going to listen to me, he won't accept my musar. Ein tzarich lochicha. Then you don't have to. However, now we have a problem. You're not going to give him mussar, and you're going to go now tell other people about it. So it looks like that to this guy, you act like a ganze buddy-buddy. But behind his back, you're going ahead and telling about what a rotten guy he is. So he says, Rakshi Zoyer, L'saper dov azeh b'fnei shloisha. When you tell it, Adarabi, you should say it now in front of three people. Vahatam, Shim yisaper dov azeh b'fnei achare shnayim, because if he's only going to tell one or two people, Yisroeh, Shu miskavin shli yagiyu advarim loznov. It's going to look like he's trying to keep it secret. And it looks like he's trying to be machniv, like he's going to flatter that person. And privately, he's magane him. He lowers, he ridicules him. So it looks like that what you're doing over here, if you do it quietly and secretly, it looks like you're trying to just enjoy speaking Lashon Hara about someone else. That's one. V'yoyta macher, second reason. She'avoy l'choyshda v'yomru she'bevade in adav emes v'liva u'boida. The fact that you say it quietly to one or two people, and you say it in a way that people shouldn't find out about it, so then people will say, it's probably not true. Din lo, because if it really was true that this guy, Beryl, did such a terrible thing, Madua logila savona b'fun of Rishayna. Why didn't he go tell the guy straight if Yitaka did such a terrible thing? Vim Kane lo yovo misipuro shum toelas hamavoeris liel b'sitalin. So then it's not going to come out any toelas. The whole toelas is that people should accept what you're saying and they should stay away from such a person or try to get that person to do tshuva for what he did. Al kein tzarech l'saper hadavar b'pirso. So here it's interesting. Here v'adrava. You have to say it to a lot of people. Because that's what the Chazal call in front of a crowd. Then people won't be chayshin, because you see, he's not scared. He's saying it openly. Because that's very uncommon that a guy openly is going to say something which is a lie to a whole bunch of people. Even though Lemaisa, even though I have a hetter now, because I know, I saw the guy steal, or I saw the guy embarrass, so I can tell other people about it in order to try to encourage this person to try to do tshuva and to try to console his friend. Nevertheless, the people who hear it, they're not allowed to believe 100%, because Lemaisa, they would be believing Lashon Hara k'vur le'el. Hayne taima, sha'av she'ein hadav hazeh sheker mikarei. So what does it mean? If they're going to just discount everything I say, if that's what it means, then what are you accomplishing? So he says, "Hainu taima, sha'av shein adov hazeh shekem ikaroi." Because people have to say in their mind, "What does it mean? You're not going to be mekabel lashon hara?" It's hard for me to say this guy is just mom is just a liar. He's just saying a complete falsehood. So he says, "Hai the sha'av shein adov hazeh shekem ikaroi." Even though it's not like he made a total lie. But maybe this guy is leaving out one important fact. Maybe something over here is now he's not telling the whole story, and if he would say the whole story, I'd see the guy is not as bad. That's what a person has to think. So you can't in your mind hasken up that this guy is a bum because of what you heard, because maybe there's some more to the story that you don't know. Nevertheless, but the people will still enter their ears. But they're going to look into the matter. They're going to hear this. They're going to say, let's find out. Is there something missing? Or this guy taka do a bad thing? And then they'll go give the guy Musar. Maybe he will listen. And maybe other kinds of benefits will come out, that people will stay away from such a person or something. So he said, Bekitzer, the Chofetz Chaim is saying that before you go and tell anybody else, tell the guy himself. And then you won't have to say any Lashon Hara and Fakeret. You fulfill the mitzvah of a Chayach to Chayach HaSamisecha. But if he's a guy who's not going to listen, you know he's not going to listen to you, then don't say it privately, because you say it privately, then it's going to look bad. It looks like you're not, it's not really true. Or it looks like you're just, you know, you're being sneaky. That in front of him, you act like a ganzer buddy, but behind his back, you say these nasty things. So that's in a normal case. Then he says, V'chol zeh kish'ein olav eima minei shuhu shahamidabar olav. But this is all talking about a case where the one who is, this barrel is not a tough guy. Havalim yesh olav eima, sheyesh le'el yodei lahore eimai. But if you're going to tell people about what this guy did, then this person, this barrel, if he hears about it, he's going to get you, he's going to attack you, or he's going to do something bad to you. Then the Chofetz Chaim says it could be there's a heter, that you don't have to say it in a way that it should be heard, because it's understood why you're not saying it. You'd like to let everybody know, but you're afraid to let it become too public, because then it'll be found out that you're saying it and you'll get into trouble. And a second way that a person has a heter to say it quietly is, what happens if the one who's saying this and telling that Beryl did this terrible thing, he's a guy that everybody knows that this guy is not going to buckle to anybody, to anybody else's pressure, and he's not scared of other people. And he'll say it to the guy's face. He's not afraid. And also, he's a person that people know he's a truthful guy. Then, that's a second heter. Then you're allowed to tell other people if knows if the guy would listen to you, you have to tell the guy himself. But let's say you know he won't listen, then you can say it afilu shloi b'apiklasa. You could say it even not in front of three. Because what was the whole reason we said that you have to say it in front of three? Either she shouldn't look like you're a sneaky guy, that you're afraid to be honest and forthright. Or because people are going to say it's probably not true, because otherwise why doesn't he tell a whole bunch of people? Now you're not going to have that. Ki le'ishka zeh ha'shemim le'yachshidu l'chonev. Because such a person, they're not going to say that he's being sneaky, that he's the kind of guy that'll kiss up to the guy in public, but then privately he'll talk against them. He's not that kind of guy. Oy la shakran, or they're not going to say this guy's a liar, because this guy's a person that everybody knows says the truth. Rak, what are people going to say? Shumiskavin lakani lamis. He's trying to help out. He's trying to do the right thing. V'lazer la shosham layam, to help out the victim. And everybody should know that Beryl is doing this terrible thing. Now, even though this guy is an honest guy and a good guy, and he's not a scared guy, and he does what's right, that doesn't mean that the other six conditions he doesn't have to also fulfill. As he has to fulfill the conditions to LS, he has to know for sure exactly what the story is, but and he shouldn't judge quickly, etc. Those, of course, everybody has to fulfill. And then the Chofetz Chaim now is going to tell us the chilek, even though it sounds like it's the same, but he's going to tell us the chilek. That the same heter that you have to tell people about a guy who sinned against another Jew is the same as if a person sinned and he ate chazer or something. Ach, v'aveira shebin adam l'mokayim, if it's a question of he did an aveira, that's between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man, Ain mutar l'sapar olav afilu yishmul kol ha'pratim shebesvius beis. Even if you have all seven conditions, elam kein ra olav sha'eichas ba v'oisa asakam upon b'meizit. Because we learned, even if a person does something wrong, but a lot of times when a person does something wrong, he doesn't really think it's wrong. So it has to be only if it's something that v'udava mefursim l'koyel shu'aser. It has to be something which everybody knows that this you're not allowed to do. And it's not like he did it one time, and therefore we can say, look, don't talk about him, don't say he's a bum to other people, don't say people shouldn't hang around a guy like that. So one time he fell through. But it's only if it's something which is clearly an aveir. Everybody knows it's an aveir. And you see that he does it on and on, that's the kind of person that you'd be able to say, stay away from such a person. However, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, interestingly, that there is still a big difference between if it's a chet of ben adam lemakom and a chet between a man and another person. So he says, if we look in the Ber Maim Chaim on page Kuf Pei Ches, so the Chafetz Chaim tells us that there is really a very big difference. He says, "V'hine kolze kasavnu binyan shebeinodin l'makayim, abul binyanim shebeinodin l'chaveiro, afshu misnayg b'hem shlo kedin, kama pomim m'chuyamun l'chichoy, b'hine yoytz m'chal amisecha." So the Chafetz Chaim wanted to say that if a person is a person who, you know, throws away the Torah, or does an aveira that everybody knows is an aveira and he just keeps on doing it, so he says such a person is not b'chlal amisecha, and you don't have too much of the Easter of Lashon Hara on such a person. And also he says there wouldn't be a mitzvah of tochacha on such a person, because it says ochech tochiach es amisecha, and amisecha we always learn means im she'ay imcha am she'imcha b'tayiv mitzvahs. So if it's not, then you don't have to give tochacha. So he's saying if a person is eats chazer and everybody knows he's not allowed to, and he just does it not just once, but he does it many times, so such a person is not b'chal amisecha. You're not obligated anymore to give him mussar. And then he says, "V'hini kosav the kolzeh binyan shibon lamokin." But binyan shibon lachaveiro, even if he did something wrong a number of times, nevertheless, ainu yotz mechal amisecha. He's still considered amisecha. Only for lashon hara, we say to help out another person, you're allowed to. And then he tells us, "Avlinyan hoychacha." But as far as the obligation to give mussar to this person, Ulinyan avas reyim, and as far as the obligation of ohavta l'reicha kamecha, even though this guy has cheated a lot of times, nevertheless ulechol sharen yonim asher nemitzuvim li'isha miseinu mechuyavim onu gam loy. So even though this is a guy who cheated a lot of times, you still have all the obligations that you have to do to another Jew. Because he says, he said, if you don't. But he says, Mashen Kim, the other things he didn't say. V'dov hazeh yidua b'beinod l'chaveiro. B'chol ma shetzir rabbi yeyne, b'gezel, v'nezik, v'tzar, v'boishes. All the bad things that a person does to another person. Hu bo l'chadchila mitzad siba, asher al yoda hayetze hit'eyu, shemuta lasis davla hazeh chaveiro. Now, as you would ask, and the Chavetz Chaim like says, if he would see somebody else rank out this guy, or embarrass him, or cheat this guy, he would say, boy, that guy's a bum. But when he does it himself, well, that's different. Because, you know, I have a good reason. And I really should. And he really deserves it. And he cheated me the other time, so that's why I have a right to cheat him there. So the Chavetz Chaim tells us, when it comes to Binan L'Chaveiro, unfortunately, even when something is clearly an Isser, but people unfortunately always have a Meirehete, why they think that what they're doing is not wrong. Even though the same thing they would see somebody else do, they say the guy's a bum if he does that. So therefore, since the Maisa, even though he's doing something wrong, and it's an Aveira and will be punished, but nevertheless, he's still considered B'chlal HaMisecha. Unless the Chavetz Chaim says, Im lo yishu nira l'koyel, she'em bo'is ha'dov b'mal litais b'shum eifen. If he's a guy, he goes around, he pickpockets. So you don't have too much of a Meirehete about why you're allowed, you should be able to pickpocket this guy. Or he goes around and smashes somebody's windows, or something like that. He goes around to his friends, to people's cars, and takes a key. Right? So it's not really much of a meiraheta of why you should be able to do it. It says there, yutaka will be a case where a person is yetzim chalam yisecha. But many times, even though it's clearly an aveira, And if he would see anybody else do it, he'd yell at the guy. When he does it himself, he has a good reason why he's doing it. And therefore, he's still klal misecha, and he still have all the obligations to him as another Jew.